bringing it home. Teachers sometimes imagine, late at night, after another school shooting, throwing ourselves in front of the gun, placing ourselves between it and the kids, screaming to our children, "Run, my friends, run!" The chairs overturned, the reading corner a jumble of books and bodies. It all seems like dark magic, something evil. To utter these words might conjure the too common unthinkable to bring it home. An image pauses in my mind. The principal of Sandy Hook Elementary rushes into the hallway, her flesh and blood confront a gun intended for the battlefield. A first grade teacher, just out of school herself, stands between the muzzle and her cowering children. You say that I have a too active imagination, that this would never happen here. Perhaps. But it happened there and there and there and there, which is here unless I place it over there, far from home, mistaking their loss for my safety. Until, late at night, after another school shooting, their ghosts shake me awake and whisper for me to do something.